Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've joined us on the Bible Club today. We hope you call your neighbors and friends so that they might listen too, and that you'll be ready for the singing and the Bible story in just a little while. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to begin the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Did you ever go on a long trip and then you stopped at night at a motel to spend the night? But the man at the desk says, "I'm sorry, we're full. I wish you'd made reservations." That doesn't feel so good, does it? We make reservations for motels or for campgrounds, for seat at the baseball game or for space on the airline. We have to make all kinds of reservations. Did you know that we have to make reservations ahead for heaven, too? 1 Peter 1:4 says that the Lord Jesus Christ has begotten us to a living hope and to a wonderful inheritance reserved in heaven for us. But you have to have your name on the register of heaven in the book of life. You have to have a reservation made by repentance of sin and by putting your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Matthew 7 speaks of those who expected to enter the kingdom of heaven, but Jesus would say unto them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Oh, we must heed the verse that says, "Now is the time. Behold, today is the day of salvation." So be sure, Bible Clubbers, that you make your reservation in heaven today so that you can be sure that a place is there for you, that Jesus preparing a home for you there, and that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
If you'll take my Jesus.
King David could hardly believe his ears. And yet the message came from the faithful prophet Nathan, so it must be true. Nathan reported a terrible situation in his kingdom. Why, there was a rich man who had cattle and herds and sheep and wealth at his disposal. All he had to do was call servants and have anything he wanted. And then in the same town there lived a very poor man. He had nothing, his family, and one little pet ewe lamb. Oh, it was the darling of the whole family. It was nearly like a daughter to the man, and he treasured it with all his heart. It was such a precious little white, fluffy, soft, woolly thing. The children loved it, but the man himself loved it like his own daughter. It sat at the table. It ate with him. It drank out of his cup. It sat in his lap. Oh, it was a darling little pet little girl lamb, and how he loved it. The sad part, the shocking part was that when travelers, guests, came to the rich man's home, he could have gone out into his flocks and killed sheep and had barbecue for supper. But no. Could you believe? The man, instead of going out into his flocks and getting something for meat for supper, he went down to the man's house and took his one little ewe lamb, that darling little pet that was part of the love of the family, and took it home and had his servants butcher it and dress it and cook it for supper. And then, in all their merriment, they ate barbecue or whatever kind of way they fixed it, and gloried in the wonderful meat they had for supper. Well, King David was furious. I imagine if you'd been there, you could have seen the color rise in his neck as it turned red, and he began to flex his muscles, and his face turned red. Maybe he balled up his fists, and he got his whole arm stiff as he thought, "Who could have done such a dastardly deed?" He said to Nathan, "Who is it? Who is it? Tell me who has done such a terrible act in my kingdom, and I'll have them. They'll pay. They'll make restitution. And he'll die. That's what he'll do. He'll die. I'll have his life for such a terrible act as this." And Nathan was quiet for a minute. And then he squared his old shoulders and he looked straight in the eye of the king. And he said, "David, thou art the man." And suddenly, as if a whole movie screen of his whole life played before him, in seconds, everything in the past few months had gone through his mind, and he realized his own sin. And his muscles weakened, and his arms and his knees went limp as water, and the face drained from red to white, as he realized of the sin that he'd committed. But Nathan said, "David, God did everything for you. God said that he gave you his kingdom. He made you king over all of Judah and of Israel. And if that had been not enough, he'd have given you many, many more things. You had all of the wives you wanted. You had anybody you wanted. You had the world at your fingertips. And I'd have given you more if you'd have asked for it. But that wasn't enough. You had to go out and sin against God and steal another man's wife and have that man murdered and killed, and no telling all the heartache that was brought because of your sin." He said, "David, you can't get by with that. You may be a big man in the kingdom. You may be the king that I set up, but sin is never right, no matter where it comes from or who." And he said, "I'll have to punish you for this." And he said, "You did what you did in secret. You thought nobody would ever know, but now it will be known, and you'll have to pay dearly for the rest of your life, in the lives of your children, for the sin that you committed. Boys and girls, there's a verse in Numbers that says, be sure your sin will find you out. Maybe you've been like King David. Maybe you've committed sins. Oh, I don't know what they are. Maybe it was a lie you told, or maybe it was some money you took that wasn't yours, or maybe it was a bad word that you said that your mama didn't even know you knew such words, didn't even know you learned such things as that. And I don't know your sin, but God does. David thought his sin was secret too, but God saw it all and brought it out in the open. And God knows your sin too, and be sure your sin will find you out. But boys and girls, there is forgiveness for your sin. You don't have to carry that burden of sin. You don't have to go to hell and be punished for your sin. Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, came all the way from heaven and died on the cross and took the punishment for your sin himself. And now all there is for you to do is come to the Lord Jesus Christ in repentance. Tell him you're sorry for your sin. Ask him to forgive you. And ask him to come into your heart and save you, and put your faith and trust in him. Don't trust in anything less than the precious blood of Jesus himself. Not in church membership, not in baptism, not in anything good you can do, but ask Jesus to forgive you of your sin, and come to him in faith believing. If you'd like to do that this morning, if you know you're a sinner, if you know you need to be saved, just bow your head there by the radio and ask the Lord Jesus to forgive your sin. Ask him to save you and to come into your heart. And then tell him that you will, by his grace, live for him. Won't you do that today? God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.